Today's brain break is going to be on self-compassion. I think it's really important during this current time that we have self-compassion as stress and anxiety arises with uncertainty. So we'll begin like we typically do. I'm going to have you guys kind of pull yourself away from what it is that you're doing, and we'll connect our breath with just a little bit of movement. So on an inhalation, raise your arms up and over your head and feel the breath drop in and down. And as you exhale, lower your arms back down by your side and feel the breath move up and out. And we'll repeat that. Inhale, raise the arms up and over the head. And exhale, lower the arms back down by your side. And I'll give you a moment to find a comfortable seated position. And just settle into your body. You can close your eyes or keep them slightly open, but gazing downward with a soft focus. Bring your attention to your spine. And let the spine come into neutral. Your shoulders soften away from your ears. And then bring your attention back to your breath. Feel the breath moving in and down on inhale. And up and out on exhale. I'd like to invite you to think of a situation in your life right now that feels difficult. You may be feeling stressed about our current situation, or anxious about our current situation. And that may be playing out in some of your personal relationships or in your work relationships. And go ahead and bring this challenging situation to mind. And begin to recall what happened, if it was in the past, or begin to recall what you think might happen if there's some anxiety about the future. Now, first, simply acknowledge that this situation is difficult. And I'd like you to label what's happening for you right now. So maybe something like, I'm feeling afraid about this. This feels really tough right now. Just bring mindful awareness to what's happening. And now acknowledge that difficulty is a part of life. Difficulty is something that you've experienced before. And also something that everyone around you has experienced. So bringing into mind that there's common humanity in this. You're not alone. and that difficulty is part of our experience. Like everything else, it will shift. The only thing constant is change. And now I invite you to say to yourself, may I be kind to myself in this moment. No matter how hard the situation is, you can always still be kind to yourself. If it's difficult to find words of kindness for yourself, you might try thinking about one of your loved ones or dear friends experiencing the same situation that you are, and what you would say to them during this difficult time. Maybe I'm here for you. It's going to be okay. You're loved. And then offer those same words to yourself. You may even rest your hand on the center of your chest as you offer kindness to yourself. And take a moment to feel the sensation of your hand resting on your chest. Taking in that gesture of kindness. And returning your attention to your breath. Feeling the breath moving in and down on inhale. Up and out on exhale. And then bringing your attention to your body. Noticing if you have released any tension. One more long, slow inhale and exhale. As you open your eyes back into the room, taking just a moment to absorb that feeling of self-compassion. Intentionally practicing self-compassion can increase our ability to offer compassion to others. So this is a practice that you can return to. Building self-compassion as a skill. And in time, we become more compassionate together. So that completes today's brain break. And my hope is that you have released some tension, still the mind, and are prepared and ready for the beginning of your day or the rest of your day. And I'll see you next time for our next brain break.